You're listening to the Anfield Wrap. My name's Adam Smith, and this is AFQ Football. And you've joined us on what is a lovely sunny day on Merseyside. I imagine it's a sunny day wherever Jackie Wilcox finds herself, given that it's basically always sunny. Oh, she's shaking her head. No, she's just got bright lights on.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Well, in your face. You get sun most of the time. We've got it now. So my thanks to the people that have given up their time. You already heard from Jackie Wilcox, got Cam Rimmer, Chloe Bloxham, and in one of the Anfield Wrap's usual crossover shows, we've got John Gibbons, who's also producing. We've got lots of excellent questions, so we're going to try and dive straight in once I can get them up on my screen. Tony Blenkinsop, has asked, he's asked loads of questions, but I want to go with this one, Tony. He said, what's your gut feeling about the contract negotiations for the original front three? Who signs a new deal? Who leaves on a free? Or who gets sold in the summer? So John, obviously, being on FSG's payroll, you've got the inside scoop on all this. So I'll go to you first.
Yeah, of course. I changed my mind on it quite a lot, to be honest with you, Adam. So I thought Salah was going to be done. Now I'm less confident. I thought Mane would probably leave, but I sort of feel like surely all three of them can't go. Do you know what I mean? Like that'd be mad, wouldn't it? In terms of, you know, the shock to the system, but also the disruption to the squad and the you know, the not harmony necessarily, but the, you know, we've built everything that we've done on building and you know, kind of building slowly and continuity was the word I was looking for rather than harmony. And so to the idea that these three guys have been so pivotal for us would all leave next summer seems mad to me. So I was close to 100% on Salah staying, and then I was around 50-50 on one of Mane and Firmino going and couldn't sort of decide, you know, which one was more likely, and sort of felt it was kind of dependent a little bit on what they were offered and you know, what they go for and what they were kind of getting offered elsewhere. I think if Salah goes, I think and they sell him in the summer, it's a big move to then sell Sadio Mane, isn't it? And, or even sort of let him go for the free next summer. So I think it's a long way to win the dance of saying, like, I think there's more of a knock-on effect than maybe sometimes we think. And I think we judge them, you know, on their individuality, where I think, you know, as I say, if the less confident they get on Salah, I think the more determined that they will be to keep at least one of the other two. Because they won't want, you know, the huge amounts to do. And listen, Joss is doing really well and Diaz is doing really well, but their additions they're meant to be supplements and eventually, you know, the guys who are going to take over and all the guys will come through. They won't want to rush that, I don't think. So, I mean, I feel like there's a little bit of a cop-out answer. I can give you percentages if you want. But I think they all are a little bit more linked. And I think in a funny sort of way, Salah looking more likely to leave makes particularly Mane and maybe even Firmino less so.
Yeah, I think that's really fair, actually. Cam, I think Firmino is in some ways the player that has maybe fallen the furthest from his peak with us, and yet is also the most difficult to replace, which makes it his contract negotiations in particular a real difficult one to get your head around, doesn't it?